Merry Christmas. It's good to see all of you here on this glorious night. 2018 or so years ago today, God the Son descended from heaven to bring us salvation. The Creator of the universe became one of His lowly creatures, taking on our flesh so that He could die on the cross for our sins. All because He loved us. It's amazing, magnificent, glorious. But if you had visited that stable in Bethlehem that night, you might never have known what was happening. Because all you would have seen was just a poor, tiny, newborn baby boy lying in a food trough, surrounded by smelly barn animals and being fussed over by his very young parents. Nothing amazing or magnificent or glorious about that. Unless you were one of the shepherds that we read about in today's gospel, who visited that stable that night. Then you would have understood and seen something much more. As the gospel tells us, just a few minutes before they came to the stable, those same shepherds had been tending their flock outside of town. And there something amazing happened that they would never forget. As the gospel relates, the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with fear. Now, all of us have some idea of what angels are like, but how many people know exactly what it means when the scripture says the glory of the Lord shone around them? This is, if you will, a term of art. It's a quote from earlier in the scripture, several places. But in particular, in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, when we read the passage where Moses goes up the mountain, Mount Sinai, to receive the Ten Commandments, there, the scripture says, when Moses went up on the mountain, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain. There was thunder and lightning and a very loud trumpet blast. The Lord descended in fire, and the whole mountain trembled violently, and everyone in the camp was troubled and trembled. That's the glory of the Lord. Like thunder and lightning and clouds of consuming fire. And that is pretty much what the shepherds saw as the angel appeared to them. So that, as St. Luke tells us, when they saw this, just like the ancient Israelites who had trembled at the foot of Mount Sinai, St. Luke tells us the shepherds were struck with great fear. And then seeing all this amazing, glorious spectacle in the sky of fire and lightning, and hearing the angel tell them, "Today a Savior is born for you, who is Christ the Lord," Scripture then adds, "Suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts with the angel." Now, when we see artist renditions of this, we usually see sort of lots of angels in the sky, maybe tens or even maybe even hundreds of angels floating around. And usually they're sort of cute little cherubs up there. But the word host is another word for army. So we're talking about an angelic army, not a bunch of cute little angels. This is the army in its magnificence. And then the prophet Jeremiah in the Old Testament tells us what this army looks like, how many angels there are. It says, "The hosts of heaven cannot be numbered, like the sands on the sea cannot be measured." And the prophet Daniel tells us elsewhere, he says, 1,000 thousands served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. So we're talking about a sky filled with so many angels, you couldn't count them. Millions upon millions of angels in the sky. And that, my friends, is amazing and magnificent and glorious. And then the shepherds go to Bethlehem and find this tiny baby in its mother's arms. Where are the angels? Where's the lightning? Where's the thunder and clouds and fire? Where is the glory of God? It's there. You just can't see it. Because it's all hidden in the flesh of the baby Jesus. And so the glory of God no longer frightens the shepherds. Now they can only be amazed that the all-powerful God and glorious God has shown his humility and tenderness. And they can't be afraid. They can only stand in awe and love. Nowadays, it seems to me, whether consciously or not, we try to replicate the glory the angels, the shepherds saw in the sky. All the lights and candles and the trees and houses and in churches. All the bright wrapping paper and colorful bows. All the sights and sounds associated with Christmas find their roots and origin in this amazing manifestation of heavenly glory. And rightly so. But all those are merely symbols. And as beautiful and as enchanting as they are nothing in comparison to the real thing, what the shepherds saw in the sky that night. And they are even less in comparison to what the shepherds saw in the manger that night. The God who radiates and contains all that glory, the baby Jesus. In a few weeks, all those symbols will be gone in the trash or packed away for next year. But the glory of God remains. As the baby would grow and later tell us, "Behold, I am with you always." And so he is, always here, full of glory and power to love us and to save us, although he's so often hidden. He is here, but hidden in his word. In the scripture and tradition, the wealth of teaching handed down from the apostles to the fathers of the church to us today. He is here, hidden in the sacraments, the outward signs instituted by Christ himself, to manifest and to make present his grace. And he is here, hidden in the faithful, in you, and in the people sitting around you. And he is here, hidden in his church. Now, I understand better than most that this seems like a strange thing to say amidst all the scandals we hear today. But the fact is, he is hidden amidst all the sinners and saints in his church. The church that Christ established as the instrument that he would use to proclaim, protect his word and dispense his sacraments and nurture his people. But the most wonderful way he remains with us is what we're here for tonight. Hidden in this Mass, or more specifically, in the Eucharist. Nowhere do we capture more fittingly the glory of the Lord and the presence of our Savior, who was born in Bethlehem, than in the Blessed Sacrament. In Bethlehem, he literally entered into the world to save us and remain with us. In the Eucharist, he literally enters into each one of us to save us and to remain with us. And he remains hidden within us as we go out into the world. In Bethlehem, he humbled himself by hiding himself in human flesh. In the Eucharist, he comes again in human flesh, now humbling himself even more by hiding in the poverty of a piece of bread. In Bethlehem, He hid his divine glory so that we could approach him without fear and receive him with love. That's exactly what he does in the Eucharist. And yet that divine glory is there in the baby and in the Eucharist. And just as that glory and power would ultimately shine forth in the life of Jesus, in his life-changing preaching and his mighty miracles, that same divine glory will shine forth in us as the Eucharist can miraculously transform our lives so that we can live according to his preaching, if only we'll let it. This connection between Bethlehem and the Mass is actually foretold in the Gospel that we read this evening, if we pay attention. Let's go back to those shepherds. Many scholars believe that these were the shepherds that Jewish law required to be there every night of the year, tending the flock of sheep, even in the middle of the winter. It had to be there close to Jerusalem, where the temple was, because they offered sacrifices every day. They offered sacrifices of lamb. And of course, we know that Bethlehem is only about 5 miles away from the temple in Jerusalem. So these were the shepherds that provided the sacrifice. And these were the shepherds that they would often separate a newborn lamb from the other sheep and then wrap it up tightly in a cloth so that it couldn't move around. They wanted to protect it from hurting itself, because only a spotless lamb could be sacrificed in the temple. And these shepherds would then go and find a newborn baby wrapped similarly in swaddling clothes. And they would remember that the prophet Isaiah foretold that the Savior would be sacrificed for his people like a lamb led to the slaughter. And so they go and they find the babe, the Lamb of God, lying in a manger, a food trough for animals, as if he were himself food. And that manger was made out of wood, like the wood of the cross. And that manger was located in a town called Bethlehem, which is Hebrew for the house of bread. So that as we celebrate this Holy Mass tonight, and it seems like all we see is a piece of bread, remember the shepherds seeing that little baby and knowing that truly present, though hidden, were countless angels and lightning and thunder and clouds of fire, the true glory of God. And know that the very same thing, that same glory, is hidden, but surely here at this Mass tonight. As the same body of the baby Jesus grown up is here, containing all glory and surrounded by all the saints and angels, millions upon millions. At this Mass, which tradition calls Christ Mass, or sometimes we say Christmas, but also at every single Mass throughout the year. If we're paying attention, Christmas can be a powerful time of rediscovering Jesus and his presence and his love, a time of truly experiencing the glory of the Lord. I hope and pray that that is the case for each and every one of us tonight. But as the season passes and the lights and trees come down and all the bright wrapping paper goes into the trash and we return to our normal daily routines, it will be easy to forget about the glory of the Lord that we've seen tonight. But it doesn't have to be that way, because the glory remains in the church until the end of time. And it can remain in you if only you will recognize it hidden in the many graces that Jesus offers to you throughout the year. And if you will not be afraid of that grace, but rejoice and eagerly accept it, as we do tonight, from that humble, tender, and glorious baby Jesus. Praise be Jesus Christ.